It's Grimer on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Ramirez!
Thank you, Zombo. Podcasting from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. High above UNR and on a fucking beautiful spring day. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Joining me today, a guest host, Sophia Shorts.
Hi.
Is in the house. We got Rick in the back. Nobody else showed up for us, but the band Grimer did, and we thank them.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hell yeah. And who How's the fuck it? Are you guys?
I love that you do that.
Grimer.
You're like, I'm Nick.
No. So what are all the bands' names and stuff?
All the bands?
Yeah.
The multiple
all the bands. All the bands.
Why don't you list every band you guys have been in?
A lot.
This is like a super group, right? Grimer is kind of a super group.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
you guys are all in great bands, right?
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
We're in the great band.
Yeah. They're in great bands and created in a greater band.
That's right.
I am the band.
The sum is greater than the parts.
The sum is
the
greater
farts.
Than the parts.
The farts.
Yeah.
Right.
Farts.
Yeah. Grimer. We got Emilio on guitar.
Yeah.
Candace on bass.
Hello.
We got Brad on vocals. And downstairs, Jake on the drums.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hey.
All right. Well, we'll try to get your voices identified by name as the conversation continues. Today's pretty like mellow right out the gate here.
You think that was mellow?
Yeah. Everybody seems really chill.
Yeah.
We came here to relax.
Oh yeah, the overall mood. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the vibe of the house when you first walk in. It's very tranquil,
yeah.
Which is nice because I was super
nice
anxious.
Old-timey tunes playing.
It's very homey here. Very.
It's very homey in this
what
home.
What up, homie?
Welcome to
right now.
This home feels like a home.
There's lots of homies in this
home. Tell you what.
Home zone.
Well, you guys just bursted on the scene recently. Like, right, you know, how many shows have you played so far?
Pretty good amount. Like we're coming
eight?
Up on our year.
Sound like 10 to 15, maybe? I don't know.
This year? That's
yeah, actually,
really good.
Our first practice was almost a year ago. I think it's sometime next week will be the 1 year of the inception, as it were.
Yeah.
Rad. Well, I've seen some videos, and because I couldn't make the show, and I was like, "Oh fuck, here we go!" Nice hard, heavy band. What do you call your genre?
Like crust or sludge crust, sludge, whatever.
Grimy
like,
crust.
It's like this metal punk shit.
Metal punk shit, dude.
Yeah.
Metal
dystopia
punk
worship.
Hella tight.
Yeah.
We do love dystopia.
We just want to be
basically,
dystopia
yeah,
so
that's
bad. Dude. That's all we want.
One day.
How does all that work? I mean,
it's when you hope the future is terrible, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like a genre that you play a certain style.
Well, dystopia
it's a philosophy, right?
Well, but think about how somebody would sing if the future sucked.
I mean, it sucks right now, dude.
No, we want we want the concept of dystopia
they
right
want
now.
To be the band.
We
want
a dystopia.
No,
the
fuck the
oh.
band. We want dystopia now.
Oh. Dystopia now. That's going to be our next
like
album.
Dystopia right now.
My daddy always told me to bet on the sure thing, so that's where I'm going.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here. Yeah.
Worst Little Podcast with dystopian bands. That works. It works really
and
well.
And I'm dystopia. Mm-hmm.
Have you all?
Yeah.
Stop.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Have you all been here before?
I haven't.
Me and Emilio.
I don't think Candace has.
I think just me and Candace.
Yeah. This is my third time on the podcast. First time with this band.
Ooh.
The other two were with my other band that I do bass in, Heterophobia.
And then you also did the live show.
Yes,
so yeah.
We did.
We'll count
that.
That's four
so
shows.
So the last time we heard you was on the live show.
Yes.
Playing
that was,
your ass off. That was so great.
Over the quarantine.
Did you guys
500th
play, like,
episode.
Did you play the whole
No, the 500th, like the live one that we did at
the
concert.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Heterophobia and Elephant Rifle.
Nice. Oh,
yeah.
Man,
that's fun.
That was
that's a great
that
episode.
That was a good night.
That was hella fun.
It's like a quadruple episode or something.
Yeah, that'd be a long one.
It's not that long. What is it, like
almost 3 hours, I think.
What's the normal run?
Those are Joe Rogan numbers.
Yeah, we go for an hour. Yeah.
We've been trying to keep it around an hour. We're happy when it's under an hour.
Yeah.
We're already 10 minutes in, and what have we even accomplished?
We don't even know anyone's voices.
Established some voices. Yeah, so let's go down around the room, and everybody just do a roll call, who you are, what you play, and what you're selling.
My name's Emilio. I play guitar in Grimer. And I'm selling some feet picks if you need them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Feet picks? Yeah. Is that ones you use with your feet to play, or that they've been just marinating in your feet?
Just DM me and you'll know.
He takes pictures with his feet.
Custom orders.
Yeah. I only do custom orders.
Custo.
Yeah. They pay better.
Custo order. Custo.
My name is Brett. I do vocals, and I'm selling magic cards occasionally.
Oh, there you go.
To people who need them.
Nice. Good work if you can get it.
I'm Candace. I play bass. And I guess I'm selling my soul to the highest bidder. Yeah. So make your offer now.
$1. Bob.
Forever hold your peas. What?
I don't like peas.
Peas?
I have the rebate the on this Arizona can.
The rebate on that? Okay.
It's like 15 cents or something.
Oh, man, that's a good deal.
Jake. I'm Jake. I play the drums for Grimer. And
Jake always starts on mic and then turns his head away.
Uh-huh. Oh, I sure do. Sorry. I play drums
I've
for
noticed
Grimer.
That three times. I'm like,
there's
Jake,
lots
like,
of cool stuff to look
and
at.
And I'm also selling weed. Hit me up, dude.
Yeah.
My man.
Weed is tight, dude.
Weed is fucking cool.
So fucking tight.
And our guest host this week.
Hi, I'm Sophia, and I'm selling my body to the night.
All right.
No, actually,
and the
I do sell stuff. I'm not in the band. I should establish I'm not in the band.
You're selling sweet hot Grimer merch.
Yes.
But it's all bootleg.
Yes.
But selling you do have like a shop you make jewelry?
No, I do. Yeah. Okay. So I do have Shortstop where I make custom bolos, mainly like band ones or these cool skull things. I make jewelry.
Those earrings are amazing.
Thank you.
When I first glanced at them, and it was a little bit dark in the room because my house is very ambient. But then I saw and I was like, and at first I thought that they were old fashioned cameos.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. Yeah,
and then like, but then you looked a little closer and you're like, wait a minute, those are tiny skulls.
Yeah, they're cool.
So what kind of tiny skulls are
those?
This
is a black bear skull. Like it's real. No, it's not. I tried to I grow my own black bears. No. I initially wanted to make one with like a little bat skull, and then I looked into it, and they're super delicate. Like you can't use real skulls, so they're 3D printed, but they're pretty cool.
Oh,
and then I threw them all together, and yeah, I like them. So
damn,
yeah, that's all I have at the time. Rory asked me to be on this in like November, and I was like, what am I gonna? I have nothing. What am I gonna talk about? So at least now it's
she's back, baby.
Yeah, I get real bad seasonal depression. Does anybody else get that real bad?
Woo woo.
With the December and the winter.
But is it turning around right now?
It is literally like this week where I'm like, I'm going to craft again. Like I just literally open the window. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, sunshine feels good.
Yeah, so this is my comeback for the season. So this is good.
Very cool.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club. Rick, how was your weekend? What's going on with you?
It was so fucking great. You remember the other week when we had Split Persona on and they were here and they said that they were going to go to Fallon and play with the Will Schamberger Band.
I do.
And at the time I thought, man, I always meant to see the Will Schamberger Band in their own, like, in their own...
town?
Yeah, and in their own, like, yeah.
Element?
Their hometown?
Element was maybe the word I was looking for.
Fallon?
Home
I
turf?
I want to say terrarium, but that's not right. But
home
yeah.
turf?
So yeah, I wanted to see them there, and shit, you guys, and I never saw them there because I missed their open CD release night when I was supposed to do that after we recorded the album, and it was super great. So I decided, me and Anna, we were going to go out there, and we fucking went to Fallon, and we had a great time. And Nick Fallon is rad.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Fallon?
I haven't been lately, but that theater looks rad. And
it's
and
fucking really cool.
There's some rad people who've come to Reno.
Yeah,
everybody
I know who comes from Fallon is amazing and funny as shit. And then we got out there, and like all the houses are like old-fashioned-y, like 30s and 40s. It looks like Reno in the 40s.
That's true.
Because it's still a small town, and it's got all the old architecture.
Oh, you love that.
They haven't had the university tear down all the old houses like we have here in Reno.
Yeah.
So it's all this like great old stuff and old buildings and old shops. It's just like, it's so fucking quaint and amazing. And there's coffee shops that are open till 8 at night. And so we went to a coffee shop and then we went to a Mexican food restaurant and got dinner. And then we went to the show, which is at this old movie theater that's 100 years old and they have shows there. And Nick, in October, they do Rocky Horror.
Ooh.
and it looks like the perfect place to do Rocky Horror.
When are they doing it?
I'm going to find out, but they said sometime in October. They don't have a date yet, but you can bet your ass I'm going to be there.
Doing Merry Anarchy in the first 2 weeks of October.
So oh, God damn it. Is that going to fuck everything up?
Yeah, hopefully when,
and
it's after that.
And they do it at 10, not midnight, so I can't like make it there late. I don't know. But it's gonna be that's gonna be hella fun.
How cool was there? Yeah. A lot of people there. I mean, like, does the whole town go to shows?
There was a medium sized crowd. I mean, it was a full movie theater from the 40s, so you care from the 30s.
A lot of space. Yeah.
So yeah, so it's a lot of, and so it didn't look, so it wasn't full, but it was like half full. It was pretty fucking great. And Split Persona sounded great. Their sound system was really great. And then Will Schamberger, fucking like his band played, and they were fucking awesome, and just everybody shrieked and screamed, and they did that Judas Priest cover.
Nice. Is Charlie singing? Yeah.
Yes, and Charlie loses his mind.
Which song, though?
It's, what is it, Nick? Do you know it? Shit. I don't know Judas Priest that well.
Come on.
It's not one of the main.
It's one of the ones that goes,
most popular.
Yeah.
Fucking at the chorus. But then in the verse,
is it more like, is it Painkiller?
I think it might be. Yeah, it might be.
Just from your shrieking, I'm like, it's Painkiller.
And that's what it does at the chorus. And Charlie's whole.
Is a Painkiller. Is it that one?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm so bad. I should know that better. But they also did my favorite, their cover of that Outfield song. That
Lose Your
Josie's
Love.
On a vacation, yeah. Far away.
I love the Outfield.
I never fucking cared about that song, but when they sing it, it makes me love that song.
Was it Fast Times?
Oh, man. Remember Roxy Colley did it?
Oh, God damn it. I want to see that again, Nick, now that I care about that song again. Fuck.
Yeah, now that you're into it, you can go back and play our version too and enjoy the subtle differences. Because, yeah, we recorded it totally different. Different way, but.
I know. I mean, I'm sorry, Nick. I thought that right now was about Will Schamberger.
I know. It's just that you're like my brother and you forgot. And we're like, recording this weekend with you too, so you better like bring that up to the band and be like, oh, remember when you guys recorded that cool song?
And you know who else has a great version of that?
There you go.
It's not as good as yours, though. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to make it about.
God damn it.
Glitterbats does some good covers, though. When I saw you guys at the
oh,
flea market.
Oh, my God.
I was stoked. I was like, who's doing this? Because my booth was so far from the stage, and then I think I could see... You're drumming in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick? Yeah. So I didn't recognize who was playing. And then the singer's wife came and bought a pair of glitter bat earrings for you, I think. Or was it?
I bought them for Mikey.
No, you bought it for Mikey. Yeah. And then I think the Freddie's wife came and bought
it. Got it for Freddie.
Yeah.
Yes, perfect.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, so Nick, so that was the, I mean, I did a lot of fun stuff, but that was the really fun thing that people might care about is that I went out and saw that. So what did you do since last time? Did you have a show on Thursday?
It's a good crossover because Glitter Bat show on Thursday, 420, when everyone was at Ministry, who probably would have came out to see Alice and Adrian H. and the Wounds, who was fucking rad. I love that dude. He has a song and it's kind of Skinny Puppy-ish, Rick. I think he'd like it. Like, you'd love it. And I think the chorus is, she likes cookies and cocaine. It's fucking rad.
Yeah. That's identifying. That's relatable. Yeah. I like that.
That's relatable. Like
that was my favorite part.
It's about me.
Good song. But yeah, he was dope, like, you know, Nine Inch Nails, Skinny Puppy style. And then Alice was like this ethereal, almost like, I see where they're Alice because they're kind of fairy-like, but they're industrial. Like, they feel like they're going for, like, Little Blade Runner and really cool. They did a really cool Bjork cover, but they changed it up a little bit, made it a little harder. But they're going for, like, commercial slick pop stuff. So it was weird having the bats there in the middle doing, like, guitar or not guitar, but, like, more thrashy sounds
like a guitar,
but it was cool because you had like three distinct styles of darkness. God, I don't know.
There's levels to this darkness.
Midnight.
Yeah, I don't know what would.
Yeah, there's midnight.
I know each one would have a certain genre they'd be called, but I just really can't make those calls anymore. I don't read enough and listen to enough new music to know.
Well, genres are silly, though, anyway. Like, all the subgenres, like, I hate.
I always just, like, I'll make them up and people believe me.
Oh, yeah. I had someone describe a band. They were, like, it was somebody who used to promote at one of the bars just, like, 10 years ago. And he's, like, he would send these mass texts. And he said it was, like, it might have been my favorite band. But just how he described it, I was, like, I can't see that. He said it was a 70s cheap trick animal rock, and I'm like, I don't know what that means, and I don't want anything to do with it. Like, I love all those things separately, but describing a band as that, I'm like, no, nope.
Are they just covering the zoo over and over?
Yeah,
again?
I'm like, what? I'm not gonna see this. I hate it. Yeah, I
but
hate
that was like sushi, pizza, ice cream. Like, I like, yeah, I like all that, but
yeah, together,
but don't put it together.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
Yeah,
I have problems on the blog sometimes because I'm just
you gotta get.
And I don't want to repeat myself and be redundant, you know, like, they're explosive. You said that last week about that last band. Yeah, but they were both explosive. This guy's an acoustic artist, Nick. Well, you know, in a different way.
Yeah.
Different explosions.
Honestly, there's only two genres. It's either Limp Bizkit or not Limp Bizkit.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
No, he's got a point.
He's got a point.
I thought I was going to go Limp Bizkit or Korn. I'm like, what's going to come out of his mouth?
It's one of the same thing. So is The Cure not Limp Bizkit?
Yes.
The Cure would be Limp Bizkit and
in tears.
Corn. Yeah. Next month.
Are you? You got tickets?
Hell yeah.
You
won the lottery? Going to get me backstage passes because I can't say that actually probably on air. Anyway.
It's your secret.
I'm going to go see The Cure next month.
San Francisco. Oh,
nice. Now I'm going to Mountain View.
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to San Francisco to see him.
Ah, damn it.
What was it? Like a lottery and you had to pick three cities you would want to see him in or something like that? Or did you guys have to do that?
Hell no. I went to some fucking Rhiannon Box.
Reebok was saying she had to do that.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it was like a lottery and it was like, okay, if you can't get this city, where else would you want to go? And
Urington.
So she was like, I don't know, Salt Lake in Seattle. Oh. Like super far.
We were talking about going to Salt Lake City and like stopping in Elko because it's a party town. You know, we like to party there. But Salt Lake is not as fun as Mountain View. I don't know.
It's cool they're playing Mountain View, though.
Fuck yeah, that's 4 hours away.
That'd be nice.
Gonna be in the lawn, possibly backstage.
Is Mountain View where the cemetery is?
Yes.
Doesn't it sound like a cemetery town?
Well, we do have a Mountain View cemetery here.
Oh, shit, that's right. That's why I'm
that would be tight if you
it's
going to
be
that,
in the
though.
Cemetery in Reno.
I think it's that.
It's going to be the raddest Cure show ever.
Yeah, I'll be so into that as hell.
With the view the of show. A mountain.
Just saying.
Anybody got tickets for Depeche Mode?
Ugh, I wish. That was another one. Too. It's so expensive, like, lately with tickets.
There's too many good things this year.
Yeah.
The Mummies are playing, and there's Mosswood Meltdown with John Waters.
Yeah.
And The Cure's playing. I can't do everything.
Are you doing?
I can't.
Are you doing the Meltdown?
I never ever miss that.
I see it with like festivals because I used to go to all of the when they were called the Boogaloos before.
Me too.
Races. Yeah, I went to all of them. I think I except the past like three. It's like 3 or 4 years I kind of stopped because it's just huge now. I used to go when it was like the one stage in the middle of Oakland. Like they only took up half the park, and it was just the one amphitheater, and it was tight. And now I'm just like,
oh my god! And when being in that mosh pit in the dirt one, where the dirt stage is,
it was fun.
Like it's great, but like I come home and like I'm coughing up that dust for like a week.
Yeah,
because that as soon as it starts getting going, that cloud comes up, and oh god!
I just hate like fests where you have to choose. You know, like even though it was two stages, they always overlap, so you have to figure out like which one you want to go see when, and you always miss half a show.
It's pretty far over the hill too. It's a good walk.
And now they're doing it twice a year, so they got the Halloween one too.
The last time I went was I think it was actually it was a while ago now, but it was Iggy Pop and the Buzzcocks.
I was there. I was down front and he crowd surfed on me and I touched his leathery skin.
Nice. I was kind of center.
That's tight,
dude. And I was trying to hold my spot because it was so crowded, and I got to see all Guitar Wolf, and then I had to pee so bad, and I was like, "Oh no, this is not good." And then Iggy came on. I saw John Waters introduce him. I saw him open up, and then I was like, "I gotta go." And I had to run all the way to the other end of the park and use the bathrooms. I was pissed.
That's why you gotta wear a diaper
next time.
It's my rock diaper. Don't judge.
Or you get a shoe-y and you can just pee on someone's feet. They never know.
I came here for the rock.
If they had more rock diapers at Woodstock, all that would have never happened.
Yeah, I like the. They do a good job there. My friends throw it actually. The
Meltdown. Oh, fucking rad.
Yeah.
And then the last Halloween one was great. And then they also had the Mummies playing at an after show.
I love the Mummies.
I'm so
stoked. It's so funny. I was like telling Jake about them. And I have like a Mummies tattoo. Like I love the guys. And I'm like, I wish the Mummies would play. And then the next day, Pete announced that they're coming back. So
Manifestation.
And I got tickets for that too.
Yeah, I'm going to be vending there, by the way. So.
Yes! Yeah. I can buy fucking. Yeah. But the earrings will get smashed when I'm in the mosh pit.
Well, I can like hold them for you.
Thank
or you can always just, you know, I usually do custom stuff, but I'll like mass make a bunch of stuff, obviously.
I need a rosary from a really rad rosary.
Yeah, I got to figure that stuff out. So I've been like messing around with rosaries. That's going to be my new one. I think that'll be cool. It'll have like other, because I do a lot of bolos with like the band thing. I don't know if you saw like I have like my Sisters of Mercy one on right now, and then Jake's wearing a I think Anti-Simics one. I made Emilio's Caius. Candace is here. Brett, you don't have a bow yet. You don't support your friends.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I would like a rosary, man, too.
Called
though.
It out.
Yeah, me too.
That was so sweet.
My family grew up Catholic.
Yeah,
but I'm
mine did too. Yeah,
definitely same. Not Catholic.
Same.
Yeah. But that doesn't not being. I'm not Catholic either. But that's still, rosaries are still fucking.
Oh
cool.
Yeah,
they just look rad.
And it's my favorite meditation.
Yeah,
style, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. It'll go with your whole house, your hallway. I love it.
Your whole vibe.
Yeah.
People are always like, I like the Buddha stuff downstairs. I'm like, well, don't go up the fucking stairs. It gets decidedly Christian.
I kind of felt like I was going towards an exorcism as I was walking up the stairs. I like it. Shit, yeah. They finally caught on.
Someone like Christian. And
yeah,
Catholic
this is actually an intervention.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
An elaborate hope. So why don't we get another song get into the next segment.
What's the next segment?
All right.
Next segment is all about Grimer. Okay.
Oh.
So
the next song is called
It's Grime Time.
We actually we have a couple songs for you that we've only played live a couple of times, and we don't have any recordings of yet, so
yes! Yeah. That's what we love.
We're working on a new album, so these are off that.
Fucking
but
rad.
It's going to be months because we're
slow. Out now.
It's on that Dystopia Now.
Yeah.
Dystopia Now.
Yeah.
Not later.
Oh, really? That's going on a sing?
No.
Are you making that up?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, that sounds tight.
I'm just ripping right now.
Just bands just like making Dystopia covers. I was like,
that's possibly for Halloween. It's been talked about.
That'd be tight.
But that's a secret, though, so don't.
Oh, that goes.
Don't tell.
Edit
tell
that
anybody.
Onto the Patreon.
That should have been in the first part.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That was the secret.
The Patreon at patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. You too can get the secret show where they play the secret song and told the secret stuff. And us on the regular show secrets. Have no idea the things that Brett does when he's drunk.
Lucky.
There's no going back.
That's just permanent. Sickness and health?
Yes, this song is called Sickness and Health. That was cheerful. That was fucking rad, you guys. So what's that about? We see it's about sickness.
Song before I tried to kill myself one day.
Oh, that's not the dementia one, huh?
No.
That is not the dementia one.
Okay.
That one's real cheerful as well.
Yeah, I helped write that one.
She spell checks all my lyrics.
I do grammar checks on grammar. Grammar checks.
Half the time she's like, grammar, that's not a word. Yeah, and I'm like, well, fuck.
That's not a word, but.
Then I got to change the whole song.
Well, I mean, the pompousness of love isn't a word either, but they fucking just did it. Oh, yeah.
In post-apocalyptic America, grammar is important.
Hey, there's no rules and just throwing words in that fit the meter.
I just love finding I look up synonyms in my spare time. Like, I'm not joking. And so he's like, I need another word for this. I'm like, ooh, let me think about it.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys are made up of folks from other established bands.
Pretty much, yeah.
Why don't we go, just in roll call, we'll go about the room. Tell me about what other bands you've been in and how Grimer came about.
Well, I used to play in Cruel Tomatum, who was a guest on here a while ago. And me and Jake actually used to play in that band. But
wait, used to?
Yeah, no, we don't play anymore.
Together. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Did being on this show destroy the band?
Yes.
Directly, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, we'll see what happens with this band, but yeah. But yeah, no, I play guitar in this band. I play drums in Cruel Tomatum and play guitar in this band. I also play guitar in Bozone, which is a band me and Jake also play in, and that's all I got going on right now.
Bozone.
Well,
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Bozone. Brett.
Well, as I said earlier, I do vocals and grammar. I'm Brett, by the way, again.
Brett.
And I also do bass and backing vocals in Heterophobia.
And, like, I'm fucking amazing.
Yeah, you are.
No, you.
I just play in grammar right now, but I played in this band called Kitten Drunk. It was really tight, fucking all-girl riot punk band from Santa Rosa. Then I was in this little band called Dissidence for a while. Some, you know.
You're in Dissidence?
I was in Dissidence for a
Yo, look at what shirt I'm wearing right now.
Oh, baby, look at you. Yeah. Represent.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was chill. Now I'm in Grimer.
I love Santa Rosa. Yeah. Oh, I just choked on my own coffee. I love Santa Rosa so much. I was just there weekend before last.
Hell yeah.
No. Yeah, weekend before last.
It's a beautiful little city.
I love that place so much. Yeah. I was downtown at the little square by the railroad museum place or railroad place. Anyway, Railroad Square, that's what they call it.
Railroad Square.
And I went to that fucking little coffee shop and I sat and read my book. This is so boring. I'm sorry I'm talking
that
about
sounds,
it.
That sounds gorgeous.
It was so great. You
bring
I
me
love
back.
That place. Oh, okay.
Bring
okay.
me back about 8 years.
And Jake, you were in Cruel Tomatum as well, right?
Yeah, I played guitar for Cruel Tomatum and then started Grimer, where I'm playing drums and second vocals.
Did you start this band just so that you could play drums in a band?
I write like most of the riffs and stuff. And...
You're getting away from your mic again.
Oh, shit. Dude, I have a bad habit.
Did you hear how different that sounded? Jesus Christ.
Where'd you go?
Nice.
I would write a lot of the riffs, and I didn't think anyone would play the drums like how I wanted them, so I said, fuck it, I'll do it. And now I'm paying for it. And I also play bass and sing in Ultra, and I sing for Bozone. All parkour punk.
Cross-pollination all over.
There's a lot of, yeah.
It's all... Five people in seven bands, dude.
Yeah.
Very
Reno incestual nature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's called a scene, dude. No,
yeah. Seven Sorry people to make it dirty. Makes it dirty. No, we have a cool scene, man. I'm so glad people are
Yeah, we
know,
don't need
creating.
Any outcest.
Keep it all inside.
Right.
Keep it in the Reno family.
Yeah.
Is that why you guys are like this?
Gotta preserve the bloodline somehow,
yeah,
Jake.
They're not fun. None of you guys are from here, huh?
Have we learned nothing from the witching hour?
Yeah, none of us are originally from here. Yeah.
I guess not.
Transplants. Yeah. Damn.
Me and Emilio are from Fresno, California. Screwed I moved up. Here about 4 or 5 years ago.
I've been here for like 2 years.
I just Almost had my exactly. 8th anniversary this month.
Mine's coming up, 9th anniversary in August.
Damn. So do you guys know, like, right? Why did you all move here?
The right. rent was real cheap at one point.
Yeah, that remember is, that? That remember that?
Reno kind of sounds like Fresno, so it just made sense.
Yeah.
Reno, Fresno. There's
it's missing,
name.
Missing two letters, yeah. So it just made sense.
It helped me get off drugs, and then I was like, holy shit, they got hella drugs.
Yeah.
This was, all the drugs.
This was just the closest to the ocean I could afford to go.
Oh, it ain't that great.
It's the desert.
Reno's cool, though.
Yeah. We got lakes here, I guess.
We got lakes.
Yeah. True. True. Some of the best. One of the best lakes ever.
Pyramid. I fucking love Pyramid Lake. I don't Sun care what Lake. Anyone says.
Pyramid is cool. Fucking rad.
It's like yeah. creepy. Virginia Lake.
Except when it's turning.
There's water babies, I've heard.
I still haven't My been people, to Pyramid dude. Lake.
It's great.
It's nice.
I still haven't been to Pyramid
We're going.
Lake.
We got to go yeah, right now. Super
but every once Island. In a while.
Oh, God.
They used to have a festival out there, like or a camp out and show.
They still do that really? Every year, like, right?
The Devoshi?
Yeah, they still do that. Did they do it last year?
Well, I think they have. They have to get a permit or something, so they threw the last Boshi Bash a while ago.
Huh. Oh, I thought they, man, I'm out of the loop. I'm sorry.
But it was cool. Like, they'd have like 10 bands out at Pyramid.
Let's go. Oh, my yeah. God. That'd
be fun. That sounds hot.
Yeah.
Hella hot.
Hot. Bring lots of beer.
Bring an umbrella, dude.
I'll bring water. Yeah.
Lots of sunscreen, you know.
Lots.
No Maybe a big shade. Sun hat for Jake's head.
Yeah. I'll bring a bunch of water to the
I
water.
I don't sunburn, Candace.
Water's good.
Bullshit.
Extra water.
Water. Extra water.
There's water in the lake, dude.
You don't drink Pyramid.
You don't want to.
You can drink Tahoe. You can't drink Pyramid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll know as soon as you taste it.
Yeah.
Tahoe is a go. Pyramid is a no.
And yeah, and it's great. It's an awesome lake, and I love it. And it's not that dirty, but it tastes kind of salty.
Yeah.
But then fucking once in a while the lake turns, you guys, and like and all the stuff from the bottom comes up to the top.
Yeah, like bodies.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's like clots.
Seasoning.
It's like clots Extra of stuff. Season. It's yeah. pretty bad. One time we showed up there at night and got set up all our campsite and everything and went swimming and had a great time. And then we woke up in the morning and realized the lake was turning and we had been swimming in that.
Fuck. I went there like last year for a sleep like camp barbecue thing and there was it was 100 degrees and then a windstorm happened and blew every single camp's like entire canopy and stuff all the way to the middle of the lake and everyone was just like, well, we're all fucked.
Oh, wow.
I had a great time.
Yeah, that place is tight.
Yeah.
It's an adventure.
And have you been to the Indian Head Rock and the caves
Bell
out
Rock's
there?
My
yeah.
Favorite. Bell Rock's my favorite because there's like a cave underneath it and it's got like a sick-ass pentagram and they had
ass.
Shows in that at one point. But it's so creepy if you go in there by yourself. I don't recommend it.
I'm going to go.
Did so you do right. that?
I did do that. It fucking creeped me out. I climbed all the way to the top by myself, too. Don't recommend that either.
Like, how do I get down?
And then if you fall and no one's with you,
you're
well, and it's
die.
Made of and it's made of tufa stones, which will like,
tight,
like
yes.
shred your yeah. fucking skin if you fall on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Minor details.
I brought a scorpion home from there once in the car.
By accident?
Yeah.
Or on purpose.
Yeah,
no,
think about
by
it.
Accident. Yeah. Like, it was in the back seat, and then like we're traveling down the some dirt road and getting out of there and like so I had a friend in the back seat and she just totally screamed and I'm like, what the fuck are you screaming for? It's a scorpion back here. Just fucking like,
and usually when someone screams legs. You're like, calm the fuck down, but then she's like, no, there's a scorpion back here. You're like go ahead and scream then.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, you're justified. Threw it in parking or in park and then jumped, everybody jumped out of the car and then we went through the car because we're like,
and
well,
the
fuck,
scorpion
we gotta get
drove
it out.
Away.
We never found it again. We,
oh
I,
no.
I saw it on her leg. When I looked back, no. I saw it on her leg and she went, wah, I flipped out and it went.
Aww.
And then so we looked throughout the whole car and we could not find it.
Oh,
and we know it
shit.
Didn't go out.
To
like,
this day.
Oh my
dude.
God.
It's,
he actually
it's,
lives
it's
in
waiting.
Midtown now.
It was,
yeah.
Like, it was hiding out. And so the whole driveway home, you know. I was a driver, so I had to have one foot, you know, there, and everybody else had their feet up on the cushions in the car all the way home.
No.
Yeah, it's fucked. Yeah.
Because you've heard of living in, like, I've heard in old movies, people putting, like, the bedposts in coffee cans so that the scorpions couldn't climb up your bedposts. Like you put each post in a coffee can because they can't get
that's
over the, they can't get up the coffee
they can't
can.
Climb metal.
And then
Nevada
I guess
shit.
That was the theory.
Huh.
And then I forget where I heard that, but
yeah,
I remember thinking that's a terrifying place to live. All your bedposts
yeah.
have to be in coffee
or
cans.
I've stayed at places
so
where they're
don't
like, don't leave your boots on the ground or like check them before you put them back on kind
Ooh.
Of shit.
Because
oh, that hell happened to me.
Tarantulas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tarantula
no,
snakes.
Like just
scoop
like,
crawlies. Yeah. No, I'm good.
The hell that came out of my shoe one day. It was terrifying.
I had
I
a
hate
similar
spiders.
Situation, but with it ended up just being a cricket. But we were driving back from like L.A. It was like Zach Damon, you know, like in Simsy and Cam Hog, and we're driving back and everyone's sleeping, like Sims has been driving forever, and he's just all of a sudden just pulls over out of nowhere. He's like, no, and we're like, what's happening? And all of us just like jump out of the car. We don't know what's going on. I had like my pants unbuttoned because I was sleeping in the front, so like my pants fall down, and then like Cam and Zach are like, what's happening at the back? And then, and we're like, what's going on, dude? And he just is like,
something was crawling on my leg. And we look, and it was just a fucking cricket.
In a dark car that is just as terrifying as five black widows.
Yeah. The noise, though, is like just, no, 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 just pulls over. like no explanation.
Like a hurt dog.
Oh, that shit, that's funny.
Sometimes you need an excuse to take your pants off.
I mean, that almost happened the other day. So we all play Magic the Gathering. And I think, was it Emilio was like, Jake, is that a spider? Yeah. And Jake and I are both terrified of spiders. I almost flipped the fucking table over. Like, where? It was just a drawing.
All you have to do is suggest a spider, and you'll throw everything
lost
over.
It, yeah.
Not only will it ruin our day, we'll ruin your day, Jake.
I remember.
Yeah, it was just a drawing that Jake did. He's like, yo, is that a spider? Like, asking if it was a drawing of a spider.
Right? He goes, no, it doesn't have enough legs.
Yeah,
I was like, it has eight legs, dude. What did you think it was? Yeah,
I can't do both.
Then I left.
And then I peed.
And it was our house. Yeah.
I mean, when we were little, when you were little, I remember when I was little, bugs didn't really scare me that much. When like I wanted to pick them up and stuff.
Bug. I used to collect them in elementary school. When I was 3 years old, I watched this movie called Arachnophobia, and I have been scarred. Yeah.
That's like me with the movie Ants.
Also equally terrifying.
Ants, those are really creepy
ants,
looking.
If we work together.
Yeah, any of them that they made them look like the voices or I can't
those ones.
Those are like Woody Allen? Yeah, yeah.
No.
I like bugs. I don't know, man. I might be the odd man out here, but I love bugs.
I don't know. Like, I wanted to start doing like make like scorpion little jewelry, and I'm like just even like trying to buy the bodies or whatever, like I'm like trying to picture when they arrive at my house and I have to pick them up and like put them in the resin and shit, and it's like and just gives me like just thinking about it, I'm like but it'll look really cool, but I'm just like so I got some butterflies. I'm starting with butterflies, we'll see. And they're just sitting in a box still. I'm like, I want to put you on something, but I don't want to touch you, and so I don't know what to do.
Sugarfly,
I'm gonna commission you for a moth necklace.
Do it.
Money
is very motivating, so
you know, I got 3 bolos so far.
Yeah, that's
make
that's
me
true.
A moth bolo.
That's true.
Do the Silence of the Lambs one.
Oh,
do like a Silence of the Lambs.
It's a basket with lotion in it.
I was trying to get I think was it a death's head moth or whatever? They're like
death
weirdly
moth,
expensive.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
They're pretty rare, but they look cool as hell. But yeah, we can do a moth.
Hell yeah.
I
let's do it.
I'll catch one.
In the wild, make sure it lives a good life before you return it.
I told you this show would be good for your sales.
Yeah, ethically sourced.
Exactly.
No, she's bought like 4. Yeah, just it's all word of mouth. So this
I got 5
is
myself. Everyone
my
should
mouth,
buy one.
So just the best
be like, no moth was harmed in the making of this jewelry
except
the one
for this.
It's gonna live a really great life.
I had to check that even with like the butterflies, because I was like, why do they just have an excess of butterflies? You know,
they die really easily.
Yeah,
like all of these butterflies committed suicide though, so it's okay.
Like people that I have to look into the cellar, because like
mass suicide.
There's other ones too with like real stuff. I was trying to get like teeth and like claws and stuff, and I'm just kind of like, why does this guy have a abundance of like coyote teeth? You know,
we could go out to pyramid.
You
we
can guess
go.
Why.
Circling
totally,
back, go
yeah.
back to pyramid.
Yeah,
you find all
find
kinds
them.
Of bones out there.
Yeah, but it's
yeah,
just
and it's
because like,
of the owls.
Right.
Yeah, I've actually found some owl talons.
I wanted
tight.
To do that. Like, do the
you're not supposed to have them.
The owl
I don't have the
sure. What would it be like? Foraging?
Did you say owl?
Candace
owl
just dry snitching
yeah.
herself
because yes,
the whole
they,
time.
It's supposed to be in the beginning
oh,
of
the
podcast.
Yeah.
I keep fucking it up
dude,
and saying it
classes.
During the podcast.
Yeah,
science
my
classes.
Secrets. What is that called when you like
when
dig through owl poop?
I, but they
the
used
pellets?
To do it in school where like
digging?
You would get the pellets and then they would take you would take it back to home and you would take it you rinse it all away and try to put the mouse back together.
Yeah, you'd find like whole bones and it's
because it's an entire animal in that little because a whole thing died and that's what that poop is.
It's cool. Yeah, it's
so you can put it back together.
Mm-hmm. I missed out on
it won't be alive, but you can put it back together.
That's cool.
I mean,
yeah.
There's science for
let's
that.
Let's do it.
You can figure it out.
Yeah.
Poop's pretty cool.
Poop is cool.
Poop's all right.
Shit's tight.
Primer is a scat band.
Oh, my God.
You might become a drop on the show. Poop's pretty cool.
We already have this.
Shit's dope.
Yeah.
Truth.
See, that kid gets it,
speaking
dude.
Speaking
truths. That kid's already got it figured out, bro.
I'm going to go home and look at some poop.
Rad.
Oh. So let's steer it back to Grimer.
Yeah.
Same thing, dude.
Do you guys, do you like once a week, two times a week practice?
Like once a week, twice a week if we have a gig.
Well, you're all in 10
sometimes
bands.
Never.
Yeah,
yeah
we do twice a week.
By scheduling and
our
making
schedules
some
are
of kind of
all over the place. So
we
try our best.
We say two so that way we can at least have one.
But you've actually never
smart.
Yeah, they've actually, yeah, they've never been in the same room together.
I don't even know what the people upstairs
This
like.
Is their first show.
Like a Zoom band.
And they're still having my Jake. He's in a different room, so it's like, who knows?
I just sent them the tablature.
Yeah.
One day, Jake, one day.
The tab for that is it's crazy.
Yeah. Fucking rad. Should we play another song?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
Do it.
What's the next one?
Brett, you want to tell them about, Vecna?
Oh, this song is named after my favorite Lich King in all of the D&D universe, in all the Forgotten Realms.
Wasn't Vecna the Stranger Things guy, too?
Yes.
Dorkiest shit
I've
ever heard.
I didn't watch that, but it was... Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. I didn't watch, Stranger Things.
But that particular program got the name
from
the D&D. Dungeons and the Dragons. That's cool. Like, everything, all the other, villains in that show.
Is it a dungeon or a dragon?
Yes.
Both of them.
It's a dragon.
Did anyone see that new Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah,
we did?
It was really good.
Yeah,
okay, let's do a review when we get back from this song.
Okay.
The tracks. I actually went with my D&D crew.
That'll be fun, Rick. A movie review?
Yeah.
But you got to be honest and rip on it if it sucks.
I rip on everything.
I didn't see it, but I'll tell you what I think happened in it.
That'd be a good segment. Sophia's movie reviews of movies she didn't actually see.
Movie assumptions.
I used to get really stoned and do stoned annotations, and then I would read them sober. And then
she stopped smoking.
Favorite. Yeah, then I stopped smoking weed because I gained a lot of weight.
Oh, shit.
I eat too much. But anyway, here's Vecna.
Yeah. All right.
I love it.
It's fucking great.
Fuck.
All right, Rick. Hey, we're gonna do a movie review.
Type.
We're going to do a Dungeons and Dragons movie review. So,
has everyone seen
it? Who all saw it?
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, so am I the only one?
Jakey did.
I saw it.
Oh, tight. Okay. Jake
so
and I.
Candace
okay,
so and wait, Jake before, by Siskel and Ebert.
But before we do the movie review of the real movie, should we do the movie review of the person who didn't see it?
Yeah, that would probably be way better.
Yeah, tell us the storyline.
Well,
give us a synopsis.
Playing D&D, I've been playing it for some years. I would assume that a group of, was probably, I'm assuming, like a bard, a monk, probably a paladin who's very self-righteous, maybe some kind. Was there a tiefling? Was there a tiefling in there?
No, there should have been.
Tiefling? Is there a barbarian? There's got to be at least
there's
one.
There's a barbarian.
Yeah,
yeah,
at least
she was
one.
Fucking hot.
Yeah, they all are, you know, on some kind of a quest, and I'm assuming they meet together in probably a mountain or possibly a forest.
Tavern.
a tavern. Always a tavern. Yeah, a tavern in a forest. And then, and then they realize that they have the same goal, and they band together to fight, I'm assuming, probably a lich, maybe.
You're never going to guess.
Is it? Was it a dragon?
You're never going to guess.
Is it really?
All right, dude. It's the Red Wizards.
It's really? The Red Wizards, but also it's Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant.
The British guy?
Is he like that's offensively British
weird.
In it?
He
still?
Is offensively British and just ridiculous.
I don't think he
dude.
Can make any other voice, yeah, so I'm just picturing that. I don't know what it, I don't know any of the actors in it. Like I've never, I think I saw a trailer once when we went to go see the new Scream, but I wasn't paying attention. But yeah, there's was there liches?
Dude, so it's the chick from It.
Which one?
Jessica Chastain.
No, or it's Sophia Lillis.
The young girl. Yeah.
So she's cool. In it. She's creepy creep. Nice. She's great. No, she's the tiefling, actually. She's like a...
There
is
a tiefling.
Well, sort of. Is she a tiefling?
That'd be cool.
You nailed it, Sophia.
I know. I was a tiefling barbarian.
You made me realize how easy to make that movie must have
been. Oh, yeah.
Right?
So I saw Silent Hill, like the movie, before I realized that was a game. I was like, well, I don't know. I never played that game. And I was watching it. And I'm like, this would make a good video game. Because it's like run, run, run. And then like something bad happens. And then like it's daytime, run, run, run. Then something bad happens. And I was like, huh. And then that was like pre-Google at our, you know, fucking... at our hands, and then I think I realized, I'm like, oh, it's a video game. Okay, like yeah,
there's a lot of movies like that for me. And that show, The Last of Us, everybody knew it was a video game. I didn't know.
I don't know either of those things. Oh, you were watching it and didn't know it was a video game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like the first episode.
Did it make you want to play the game?
I was like, yeah. And then I went and looked on YouTube about it. I was like, oh, okay.
Huh.
This is like an old rad video game.
I didn't realize Pokemon was a game.
I watched the series before I played the game, and I really like the series. It makes me want to play the game.
Yeah. You never played the game, though?
No, I really want to, though. I've always wanted to, but this show made me want to watch it or play it even more.
I kept getting confused with Among Us. Wasn't that like
yeah.
And so I was like, they made a movie.
Among Us?
A movie of
that would have been a game.
Yeah, I was like, what?
On spaceship trying to figure shit out.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, so
sick. Everyone's just pointing
like,
fingers at each other.
Yeah. Do your tasks right now.
It's just a whodunit with weird creatures. Like, yeah, that'd be.
I was just in Medbay. It wasn't me, dude.
So what's the actual review?
I mean, it was fucking tight. It was tight. I went with my D&D crew.
That's the die.
Second Breakfast Club.
Cute.
Holding it down.
See? I like that.
Yeah. It was hella dope. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, from start to finish, it was fucking hilarious.
Would you go see it again?
Absolutely.
Any notable moments?
Quotes?
I don't know about that. There was a
it
nice
was really
layer
cute.
Of cheese.
Well, I don't
want to
give
like,
any spoilers
bad,
out. Like, aside from the Hugh Grant being the villain. Aside from that, though,
were
I
there,
mean.
Were there tree folk? Or were the creatures? Were there satyrs? You know,
a minotaur.
Yeah, minotaurs.
Did you guys see the movie?
Yeah, there was a minotaur. Yeah, I'm assuming he like had a minor role in it. I was really drunk when I went too, so it doesn't
help.
Okay.
Like he had a minor role, like the specific minotaur. Like he had a minor role.
He had a minor role. Yeah.
They called in the minotaur.
The minotaur for the minor role.
I think the dwarves are the miners, actually.
You know? Oh shit!
I didn't see no one with a shovel in their hand, dude.
Well, they could have.
It would have been a pickaxe.
Was there a tabaxi
in the shovel?
Ooh.
There was what?
Was there a tabaxi
or a kobold?
Or tabaxi, whatever it's called.
Were there a small lizard or cats?
There was kobolds.
There's kobolds.
There was cats.
I like kobolds.
Oh, kobolds.
There was an owlbear.
There was an owlbear.
Owls are cool. Was there a hippo?
There was no hippo.
No.
No hippo.
They have hippo creatures in D&D now. Sounds cool.
The main villain, Red Wizard, which was named like Sophia or close to it. So every time I was like, man, I got to call Sophia.
Aww. That's
I was like,
adorable.
Oh, stop texting me. You're supposed to be in a movie right now. It's rude.
Did a lot of things I shouldn't have been doing at the movies, like smoking weed.
There was the, what was it called? The Mimic.
Oh, yeah, that
and
was
cool.
And
there's a gelatinous cube.
Oh, I love a gelatinous cube.
Oh, there's a gelatinous cube in there?
Fucking tight. Yeah,
do you know any of these things, Nick?
Well, some things are familiar, but not gelatinous cubes.
Gelatinous cubes, they fuck.
It deals necrotic damage when you're inside it.
I want to get a mimic.
It's like the blob, a gelatinous cube, but like in a more nerdy way, like in a less horror way. It's just literally a giant gelatinous cube.
And it can consume you.
So it's aptly named.
Yeah.
Was there a mind flayer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I can't put my finger on it at the moment.
Yeah.
This is a terrible review.
Yeah, this is great.
Sorry.
No.
And this is how we're going to end
your podcast. The
movie's
great.
We're going to end your podcast.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
This is terrible.
You have to play at least one more song.
This was terrible.
They sue us.
Can we do like another short segment so that's not the
end? Yeah, Rick, give me some of that worst little quiz music.
Oh, even though.
We're going to do a shorty. We got some virgins here.
We got two songs if you guys want to play one before that last segment.
Or should we just go out with two songs?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do a double shot.
I want a quiz.
This KOZZ says.
Okay, but before that, you want
the quiz?
I love a quiz.
What do you want, Nick?
Quiz me up, Daddy.
Yeah.
What do you want, Nick?
Papa. Give me that music, please.
Yeah. As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, young child. It's the worst little quiz, and me and Rick are just going to ask you a few questions, some long form and a couple rapid fire. And you will be scored by the computer, and the computer will decide who wins.
Hate that computer.
So you're playing against each other, so act like it.
Who's the computer?
Let's just do we want to do virgins, or does everybody want in on the quiz today?
Let's do it.
Okay, you have to reveal if we've already asked you the question.
Yeah, and Cruel Ultimatum did the quiz, right?
Is it the same questions every time?
What's that?
Is it the same questions every time?
Kind of.
Oh, well, it's for same for both of you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
okay,
we'll ask a question. You both will answer the same question.
Shit. Okay.
And then we compare your answers. Uh-oh. Well, the computer does all that.
Okay.
Computer's judgmental, not us.
It's biased as fuck, dude.
And if you lose, it's the computer's fault.
That's right.
Well, really, it's your fault.
I don't trust robots. So
me either, man.
Yeah. Well, we've had it checked out, and it's actually 100% correct.
Like
every time.
All right.
All right, so first question. Did we decide whether you guys want to? Who wants in?
I don't know.
Me.
Sure.
Jake wants to be in the quiz.
Jake be in.
All right, let's do the whole band.
Okay.
All right. We'll start with Jake downstairs. My question is the Cadillac Kim classic. You take two animals, you splice them together. What are the two animals, and what does it look like from head to toe?
Spider giraffe.
Spider what?
Why?
Spider giraffe.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. That's a great.
So,
okay,
is
now
a tiny giraffe or a giant spider with long neck?
You see that big ass neck on that fool? Imagine it with eight legs the same size.
Oh.
You ever been scared? Now make it worse.
Yeah.
Does it have all the eyes too?
Gnar.
I wasn't going to say that, but now I am. It also shoots webs.
It has the weird horns too.
Does it build a house out of its own poo?
That's a dung beetle.
You guys are better at this than I am now.
Look, the computer loves when you give fast answers, so that's a lot of points.
That was fucking really
my
good.
Second was cockroach hippo.
All right.
God, you're
no,
really
no
good
bonus
at this.
Points for
dude,
a second.
You should have been God.
Everyone would be hella mad.
This world's confusing. Emilio, what would your animal be?
Oh, God. A dog beetle.
A dog.
What kind of beetle?
Okay, which portion is dog and which portion is beetle?
Okay, so it's gonna be it's gonna have the big back that like the wings of the beetle, but it's gonna be a dog's head, but it's still gonna have it's like a dung beetle, it's gonna have a big horn.
It's gonna be dog size or insect size?
It's gonna be dog size.
Because they get really excited to see you when you
the
get
bigger,
home.
The bigger, the better.
And it can fly.
It could definitely fly.
Super Bernarder.
And it cleans up its own poop.
Inside dog or outside dog beetle? Yeah, like, do you let it fly?
Inside. No, it can fly, but it's only inside. But it's dog size, so you got to figure it out.
Do you
and
hit
the
it?
Harness, the harness has to go on the underside, so when it flies, it can
spread its wings.
Yeah, okay. But you can ride it, too, so that's cool.
This animal could get in D&D.
Yeah.
That's rad. Brett.
Okay, I want to do the body of a horse. The whole thing, but instead of the head, it's a big old king cobra. And I can ride it into battle.
And like its neck,
a snort.
Its neck goes out sideways.
Its neck can go wherever it wants. It's
no, you know
cobra.
How they flare out at the sides?
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Okay.
I love it. Fuck. My turn, huh?
Candace.
You know? I'm going to go with a Fucking armadillo wolf.
Yeah.
So the body's the armadillo shell, and it's fucking got the big old claws and the big old teeth, like the head and like all the claws of the fucking wolf, and it'll fuck you up. And then it could shield itself, so it's basically
a stegosaurus.
A stegosaurus, yeah.
The perfect organ.
Indestructible is what I was going to say, yeah.
I want an octopus bat. So they have like vampire squids, but I want it the opposite, where the octopus can fly outside of the ocean, right? And it would just have a bunch of like little, I mean, it'd have like wings, but also its legs, so it would kind of like come at you. Whoa. With wings.
And then it would get in your hair and legs.
Yeah.
I would accept my fate.
Actually, yeah, kind of. You put that together, yeah.
I'd imagine.
But little, but I want it to be like bat size.
Once octopi figure out they can get upside down, they can probably just helicopter.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, bactopus.
Very good. Rick.
The bat puss.
Yeah. My favorite.
Okay. What are you guys laughing at?
Okay, what is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted? And we will start the other way around.
Oh, God.
So that would be
Sophia. I mean, I used to just steal mass amounts of underwear when I was like 12 for no reason. I think just to take something.
Like granny panties or like
thongs? No, like cute ones. G-strings. I was like a tween, so they were like probably like G-stringy shit that was not comfortable that I'd never wore. But my mom was like, wow, where'd you get this excess abundance of underwear? Because she's the one that bought all my clothes. But yeah, we just go to, you know, the mall and just put like 10 pairs of underwear on over like... under the pants or under a skirt or whatever, and then just come home and have a bunch of underwear. I don't know. That was a weird one. That was a weird phase.
That's a good answer because you are like, it was dumb. I didn't need it. Yeah. I would never wear it, but I fucking stole it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a big thief, but that was a big one. had a phase.
Candace.
That's a great question. I'm kind of a kleptomaniac, so.
Same.
I don't know. Dumbest thing I've ever shoplifted.
My heart.
Probably. no, I always fucking put things on the bottom of my cart and just walk out with them. But one time I did one of those giant beef logs from Costco where it's like literally 2 feet of just beef.
Yes.
And then we had a barbecue and it was tight.
Nice. I love stealing beef logs.
I also know, actually, I stole, did you guys ever see the Sasquatch, like, jerky sign that they had at like, yeah, I stole that too.
Oh, that's cool.
I had that for a while. That thing was fucking tight.
Like that. And it was like 7 feet tall. Like.
No, he was just a little cutout and then you can like put your body inside of it. So I'd walk around with him like hugging me.
That's a good one.
You know?
Brett?
Dumbest thing I ever stole. Probably, I once stole a 3-pack of Scotch tape. Is that the clear stuff?
Yeah,
it was that, but it was in July. I was just really high at Walmart and I was like, this is going to be useful at Christmas time, and I just took it.
Christmas in July, baby.
When Christmas rolled around that year, were you like, I got some fucking
tape? When Christmas rolled around, I spent 2 hours thinking, where the fuck did I put that tape 6 months ago?
Fair.
I know I stole it.
It's like, I know I have it.
Where did it go? I stole it. I know where there's three of them.
Where'd they go?
Amelia.
I stole a peach from the grocery store not too long ago.
Nice. Wow. Was it good?
And it was worth stealing because it was not good.
Like, okay.
It was not ripe.
It was not at all.
Instant karma.
Like, I ate it all.
Right.
I ate it all and there was no satisfaction from it.
Yeah, you're flavorless stolen fruit.
Yeah.
You're bad at stealing.
That's what you get.
It's okay. Sorry. That's a good trait.
It's already on record that I'm bad at stealing.
Really? Did you get caught?
This question was asked last time.
Oh, really?
This is before, and I was like, I don't know.
What was the last thing that you stole that was terrible?
A fucking Snickers bar.
Oh, I did that one when I was a kid, and it melted all over me. That was my instant karma.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like when you're hungry.
Stealing candy's never dumb, though.
You know, stealing the candy was more exciting, though, because we, like, ran out the door.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
the peach, I just put it in my pocket.
Just, like, laughing maniacally the whole time.
Amelia, are you getting farther and farther away from your mic too?
I think so.
Oh, I love
Jake.
That.
It's chill zone.
Like last time, I steal all the time.
You stole me salami the other day.
Every time we go to the grocery store, her favorite cured meat is salami, so I always steal her a big ass package of it because that shit's expensive. But the silliest thing,
that's really romantic.
Where do you put it?
In any pocket or in my pants.
You just leave the store, and he's salami. Like, here you go, and he's like, appears salami just appears. Yeah, like,
I did a
wait. So you like.
I have a salami?
Yeah, you heard me, kid. I stole this lasagna pasta meal and like the foil thing that it sprouts. So I put it in my pants and I walk out, but the juice is fucking leaked all over me. So like I go back to work. I already look like I peed red in my pants. And then like it was like the sauce wasn't even in the fucking plate anymore. And so like I'm at work eating a sauceless pasta and they're like, wow, it smells really good. I'm like, that's not my food.
That's why they call old sauce pants McDonald's.
Old saucy pants.
I like stealing Brett's lighter and then using it in front of him and gaslighting him, and it works for like a month.
Oh yeah, I remember
that. I still know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have one.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you know, you do.
You don't even smoke.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're right, I did. I don't even need lighters anymore.
You don't even use lighters.
You don't even have a lighter, Brett. Jesus.
I take my profession seriously.
Nick, all right, next question.
Wait, but Nick, what about you?
Yeah, oh, no, I don't play. I'm the host.
Aww. Oh, cop out.
He's got to run the computer.
Dude, he's right. He's right.
The giant levers and the coal that goes in the back.
Yeah. Steam powered?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next question.
Next question is, what happens to us when after we die?
Oh, good one.
Oh, wow.
We go into a hole. That's all I got.
I get all my possessions back.
I'd imagine it depends on whoever's like taking charge of your remains. What happens to you?
We get 21 virgins in heaven and our own planet. According to the Mormons, I mean, that sounds pretty fucking tight. So
I don't.
Or it's like 72 virgins, right? I was lowballing.
Yeah, 72. I think we go to a planet. It's
excessive.
Right?
You get your own planet with your 72 wives, and you get to repopulate your whole planet, and that's all big bundle of incest.
I just want one virgin. Can I have one?
Believe in reincarnation.
One planet and one wife.
I like to think that people come back as something. You know,
reincarnation.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Octopus bat.
Yes, that's my goal in life.
Batpus.
And Jake, you said you get your. What about your stuff?
I mean, that'd be tight, though, but I don't know. Collective conscience is a thing, but for this podcast sake, you die with all your shit, dude. No one gets your money. All your stuff is yours. No one gets to do it. Yeah, you win.
I think that's what they did in Egypt, right?
Yeah. I honestly hope that you can just haunt the fuck out of people that wronged you.
You ever write a book or a song and you can't finish it? You can just finish it, dude.
Yeah.
Aw, like you got all the time in the world, man.
You just download it. It's like The Matrix.
I'm out of here.
Or it could be like Beetlejuice, where you have like a fucking career afterwards. That'd be
only if you can make
Beetlejuice.
Thank you,
Beetlejuice.
I'm a receptionist forever.
Like, you get a job.
So, said it three times.
Yeah. Oh my god, am I dead? Accident.
Yeah. No. Miss Argentina.
Miss Argentina's a babe. Sorry.
Well, since you brought up haunting, upon your death, where would you haunt? Let's start with Jake.
Oh man, I'd haunt this place right now. If
that's the question. Number one answer.
Yeah, dude. You're like, why is someone playing the drums? There's not even a drum set. And then I take all your stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Candace.
The first thing that popped in my head for some reason was the fucking White House.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I just want to haunt those fuckers and just
I don't think we've had that before.
Make them pay for their sins.
The first time we've had the
Fuck
White House.
Those guys,
cool.
Fuck those guys, dude. Originality points.
Brett?
I think I'd haunt that one bathroom at Dead Ringer that has the side-by-side toilets.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
The one that's right by the dance floor, right?
Yeah, you know the one.
Yeah, yeah. Emilio.
I'd haunt the bathroom that I last had a crazy blackout in.
What was that one?
I'm going to say Swiss.
Yeah.
It wasn't Swiss, actually.
Oh, God.
My house.
No.
Yeah, it was our house.
It was at a bar, but I, like, blacked out so bad.
You don't remember
the
bar
I couldn't.
Was?
The only thing I remember was my roommate coming up to me and telling me, get up, it's time to get up, and I just couldn't get up.
Would you haunt that place because it'd still be new to you?
You blacked out. You didn't remember.
No, I'm just gonna be like a spirit on the floor that can't get up.
Everyone's like, this bathroom sucks.
Everyone just trips and they don't know why. They're like, what the hell? Like, there's nothing there.
Head goes right into the toilet.
I don't know why the first thought in my head was an amusement park, but now I think about it,
that's
fun.
Good.
That's a fucking
good one. That'd be a cool like afterlife.
That's
you know?
It's amusing.
And if it had like, it is amusing.
Is this the origin story to your Scooby Doo villain art?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Free rides every day.
You meddling kids. Yeah, yeah. It did. Just go on roller. Coaster, if you're bored, I don't know if you eat. I'd kind of want to be like a Slimer situation, you know,
nice.
Eating all the food. Slimy. That'd be fun. And then you can like fuck with people, like if there's actually a haunted house situation in there, like a Six Flags thing. And then even like the people that work there would be like, wait, what the hell? This isn't part of the show.
Like, no, this is real.
I think that'd be fun. I have a poltergeist at my house, so
his name's Francis.
His name's Francis. He's a dick. Yeah, he steals silverware mainly.
All the spoons are all black when we get them back.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah, but shit does go missing for, like, shit that's never left the house. Like, it doesn't make sense, but, yeah.
Two belts, dude.
And it's
gone.
An old house, too. So I'm like, naming him, like, made it feel better. You're like, fucking Francis. I'm just, like, pissed.
Do you live, like, in an old place?
Yeah, it's like a, I think this year was 100 years old.
Damn.
But, yeah, it's, like, over in the, like, Wells area. So it's, like, one of those old houses, but, yeah. It's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. I think that was everybody, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Rick, go ahead.
Oh no, I was thinking we should wrap this up, right?
Oh, let's do a one round of rapid fire. Let's do traditional Elvis or Beatles.
Beatles all the way.
None Beatles. Of
them. Fuck the Beatles, Elvis.
Yeah, Beatles. I guess. Yeah.
I hate them both.
Good answer. Good answer.
Acceptable answers.
They're bad.
Rick, you got a rapid
fire. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. God.
Oh, sorry.
Wars.
Wars. Wars.
It's wars all the way around.
I wish
Sophie is making.
We got one track. Who's the track?
I wish I was into Star Trek more.
Yeah,
but Star Wars is what
like
I have.
Star movies. I don't like space movies.
Dude, have
Star
you ever
wars
watched
wars.
Firefly?
Trek is trekking.
Yeah, no.
That's a good one.
I need to watch that.
It's not a movie. It's a series. But then,
yeah.
We all know Event Horizon is the best space movie.
I do love the Whedonverse, but yeah, no. I guess Trek. I'll go Trek if I had to pick one.
Okay.
Good job,
Doctor Who.
Yes.
And
okay.
So, right, with that, that question's not going to work. The third question, right?
No,
let's
fuck
just
that.
Do a different one.
Right.
You guys are hardcore.
What?
Yeah. Rick, give him the hardcore question.
Okay.
Let's finish this up.
Okay. You didn't like those fucking questions. Now you get this, okay?
I like that. Right.
Would you rather?
Would you rather have?
I like the enthusiasm.
I like the question.
Would you rather have a person of your choosing shit in your mouth or punch out a 2-year-old?
Punch out a two-year-old for sure.
Yeah, I don't want shit in my mouth.
A baby had it
Who's
coming.
Whose 2-year-old is it though?
And he's not going to remember.
Now you will.
I will remember always getting shit
it
in my mouth.
Like your,
that's your
2-year-old will not remember getting punched.
Your nephew or your niece or somebody.
No, I'll take the shit.
He was a little shit. He thought it was funny to say no to me all the time.
I love my
actually,
family.
It could be any 2-year-old you want.
Emilio took the shit, right?
If it's my fucking nephew, dude,
I'm going
back in time, punching 2-year-old Adolf Hitler.
That's my nephew to punch, bro.
In the face.
So you don't get to pick the 2-year-old. You do get to pick the person who shits in your mouth. And Emilio, if they're shitting in your mouth, who would you like it to be?
Jacob McCoy.
Who has the cleanest shits in your family?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Excellent.
Jacob McCoy.
Jacob McCoy?
Winner.
Oh, I was thinking Caleb McCoy.
What?
I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
He was in Bill and Ted's third movie.
Oh.
He's the robot.
Oh.
Caleb.
I never watched that movie.
Caleb.
I am terrified of robots.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Computer, let's see what you got.
Do I get to punch the 2-year-old or somebody else?
It looks like Sophia Shorts wins.
Hey!
It was a close, tight race, everybody.
Congratulations.
I'm not even going to read the points because it was so close. Thank you, computer.
Fucking rad.
Sophia, you have won a Worst Little Podcast patch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Worst Little Podcast.
And everybody gets, who doesn't have it already, gets a Nowhere Nevada CD and soundtrack after the show.
Cute.
Hell yeah.
I'll just pass them out.
Me.
Johnny Bailey's dad was in that movie.
I don't do music.
Yeah, Max, he plays one of the underbelly bosses of Reno.
I hope I was interesting enough to
like
be a guest.
Hell yeah, it was fun. And you had the best stories. And then we kept coming back to your jewelry, too. So we got that,
is true.
Covered,
that is true.
And it was great.
It was fun.
And you guys are going to close out with 2 more songs, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And Nick, is there anything coming up that we have to talk about? Or are we just going to jump right into that
shit? What's
coming
up? Roxy's recording this weekend with you.
So much fun.
The Glitterbats have been signed on to replace One Ton Dooley for opening for Sponge.
Like World of Human Wreck, like Plowed Sponge?
The
like
band?
The 90s? Band?
Yeah. Yeah. 16 cattle down the drain. Yeah. Those guys were so the bats are happy about that because Dooley had to back out. Other than that, what do you guys have any shows coming up?
Yeah.
What's going on with
so,
you?
Friday?
I don't know when. Yeah.
So, Friday, which is the day after if you're hearing this podcast, Friday the 28th, we'll be playing at a yard show. Find us on Instagram to figure it out. We're Grimer775. And we're at it. Go to Sophia's.
Yeah.
Shortstop.
Shortstop. SHRTZ. Because it's my last name.
Super cool shit. I got like 5 bolos myself.
I saw
go
a show on
it.
K-Wink. But it's taking a hiatus. But it is on the archive. So
it's dope.
Yeah.
You should maybe when they go out and play, you should bring your stuff to sell at the merch table.
I did that one of the shows. And that was actually really fun.
Can
That's a good idea.
Can you make Grimer earrings?
I could, yeah. I made them weed trays, so I
it's true.
Them.
We've also we've got Saint Breaker on the 10th of May.
Technically, one was for Jake, and then I fucked Saint up Breaker. With Emilio, and then I fucked
then
up
with no one good and Grimer.
Don't worry, I got you.
Where's that at? What?
Grimer's at Savannah's sister's house, yes. Which is in Spark.
I don't know where the show on the 10th is at.
It's at St. Spot.
Is it? Okay, yeah. It's at Savannah's sister's house.
Yeah, follow Grimer. I'm not
and
sure.
And
yeah,
the you 14th, can find us on we're playing Spotify. At Alturas with really? A band from Portland. Oh. They're called Drouth, and we're playing with Beachmaster.
Yes, that too.
Oh, that's going to be a tight-ass show.
Beachmaster is sick.
Yeah, they I love fuck. Beach. Have you had them on?
Master of the Beach.
Those guys are great.
You guys should definitely have them on. They're really fucking
Jake and Josh are
probably my third favorite band in Reno.
Yeah, this is I always Bozone's my I give my friends yes. bands three shows, and then if I really like you, I'll keep going to your shows, and if I don't, that's it. You get three out of me. You get three support.
Have you ever come? You come to three shows?
It's hard because
so
you have
I've been
tons
to every
of
Grimer
play.
Show except the Fresno one.
Fuck. <Yeah. laughs> You're such a tired.
It is hard. Yeah. And it's
every
like,
Bozone show.
You know, they're not all good all the time, but I love them as people. So right. I do as much support. I'm like, I'm not gonna go to every. That's insane. Yeah. But yeah. I love these guys.
Right on, Grimer. Well, thanks for being on. And
thank you.
Thank you for
thank
having
you so
us.
So much. Yeah. This can't, was fun.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you live. And for Reverend Rory, for Cadillac Kim, for Mouse, Ian, Chewbacca, all the people who could not be here, and for Rick and myself, who could be here. And Percy.
Congratulations
and Percy,
on being better
Percy
than everyone else.
For the win. Percy, a couple more shows and you're going to get your name, dude.
And Pongo.
And Pongo, the dog of dog water.
He's so cute.
And my special guest host this week, Sophia Shorts.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Grimer. For the Worst Little Podcast, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
those awful people.
Backwater Studios.
Oh, God, I would have killed you at birth had I thought you would even entertain such an idea.
I know.